Our first agenda item is a report and possible discussion on annual audited financial report from Padgett, Stratman and Company. John?
Yes, I'm just going to introduce Michael Bryan, who I know y'all have met before, is our auditor on the Brazos River Authority in general, also does the audit for the retirement plan. And I'll let Mike provide his report. Do you have the reports in your materials and stuff? I think Mike's going to talk about it.
And you've each, I think, been passed out a hard copy. In case you want to keep a hard copy, you're welcome to keep that. If you flip to the table of contents of the financial statements, do you have a copy in the on the screen? And it's right behind the cover page. Next page. I'm just going to use this as to kind of give you a little better outline of what is in the audit report. We have been engaged to do the audit of the financial statements of the plan. And so what you've hired us to do is issue our independent auditor's report on the financial statements. The footnotes and the financial statements were prepared by management. We do the audit. So that's what you'd like to see. We're not preparing the statements. We're strictly in an audit process. There's a lot of information in the footnotes to the financial statements, which I'll highlight some information. And then there's required supplementary information, which is mainly actuarial data that the Governmental Accounting Standards Board requires to be presented in retirement plan audits. With respect to the audit process this year, it was very smooth, no issues, no disputes or disagreement with management over any accounting or auditing matters. Received full and complete cooperation during the course of the audit. Appreciate all the assistance that was provided. The independent auditor's report, which is starts right there. The format has changed this year. It's a page and a half long. Don't let that scare you that maybe there's something negative in there, but the AICPA changed standards on how these reports are written. That looks pretty foreboding, but what it says is that we've done the audit of the financial statements in conformity with generally accepted accounting principles. In our opinion, the financial statements are fairly presented in conformity with GAAP. Which is what you'd like to hear from your auditors. And then on the next page of that report, the other matters, the required supplementary information, the management discussion and analysis, which I'll highlight in a moment, and the actuarial data is required information to be included. It's not audited by us. There are certain standards that the Governmental Accounting Standards Board requires that information, things to be included, formats. We review all that, make sure that the numbers and the information in the supplementary disclosure is consistent with our understanding and consistent with the financial statements. And we don't have any issue with it. I just want to point that out to you. And if you would move forward to the management discussion and analysis, which is page 3 in the hard copy, this is again one of the things the Governmental Accounting Standards Board requires management to provide. It's their explanations of the significant activity in the plan during the year. In that table there on the bottom of this page, if I know the numbers are small, I'll tell you I guess some highlights I have. This has a three-year table. When you go to the financial statements, there's only 2 years, but from this table, you can obviously see that total net assets in the plan is pretty consistent at about $20 million, and it's been plus or minus $20 million for the last 3 years. Net investment income in fiscal 2013 was $1.4 million, which was, of course, significantly better than the prior year, not quite as good as 2011. Employer contributions, the trend is up, is this committee's been dealing with for the last several years of trying to increase the employer contribution, so that is trending up. And likewise, the benefits paid to participants has gone up over the last 3 years. I believe that in 2013, there was 99 retirees. There was 96 in 2012 and 94 in 2011. So the number of retirees is partially causing that increase in benefits paid.
Where's the breakdown? I can't find it. Is there a breakdown on the expenses?
Yes, sir. Move forward to page number 7 and 8 in the hard copy. Keep going through all of these pages to the financial statements. Okay, here's the assets. This is the more detailed version of what I just showed you. That's a summary. The assets are on page 7. The expenses will be on page 8. But you can see, of course, as you know, the plan's been going through some changes in the investment portfolio over the last year or two. So now all the investments are primarily in mutual funds as compared to individual stocks and bonds as they have been. They're carried at fair value on this statement. So that gets you to the...
There's not a breakdown.
It just shows $121,000. That's what you're talking about, just the administrative expenses. And we can get you that.
We talked about it a couple of times, and that's the reason I was asking the question, because we keep asking where it is, and that's the reason I thought maybe it was here. Okay.
The next page, sorry I misunderstood your question. This is the breakdown of all the income and the expenses between benefits paid and the administrative expenses. This is the flow through of the net assets from the beginning of the year to the end of the year. These are the same totals that I showed you on the management discussion, but it's more detailed information. The footnotes start on the next page, and there's a wealth of data here. If you would just kind of scoot that up to the a little bit there, so you see the table at the bottom. There's a little more breakdown of the actual members of the plan, the retirees, terminated but not retired, and active plan members. So the number of actives are slowly going down, the number of retirees are slowly going up. You'll get more information on that in your actuarial data. I'm not going to go through all these footnotes, but just would highlight, starting footnote C, starting on page 13, two more pages. A little more detail on the investment portfolio as of February the 28th, 2013 versus 2012, to show you the cost and the fair value. Again, you can see the kind of the move to mutual funds instead of individual stocks and bonds, and how the breakdown was. This, of course, is at the end of February. I should have pointed out, but I know you're all aware, at this point in time, this is just the defined contribution plan. In the past, there's been...
Defined benefit plan.
The defined contribution plan has all been taken out, distributed out.
Yeah, this is the first audit that there was just a defined, I think it's the first audit year we've had just a defined benefit plan.
Move forward through the footnotes to the actuarial data. I know you're probably going to get some more information about the actuarial data, but there's a wealth of disclosures in the footnotes, which really just comes from the actuarial reports. But on the next page, I know this is something the committee's been interested in the last few years, to see the actuarial value. Now, the actuarial value of assets is a little different than the fair value because of the smoothing of fair values. Column A, actuarial accrued liability, in column B. Remember, in 2012 and 2013, you've gone to the 6.5% rate. Before, in 2011 and before, it was a 7.5% discount rate. So that's caused, a change in the actuarial accrued liability. Actuarial value of assets is, you know, been slowly going down, and actuarial accrued liability has been going slowly going up. So the underfunded actuarial accrued liability in 2013 was $8.3 million.
We didn't make much progress with our $700,000 contribution.
Was that big change going down a percent in your expected return that popped it up real quick?
So the next page, you can see, I mean, you know, you have funding has gone up, you know, the last few years. Been trying to put more money in, but
as it should be, I have a question on that page before the previous page. With the new accounting standards for the entity, not this financial statement, when does that $8.3 million get put on the financial statement of the VRA?
Next, I believe it's next fiscal year, isn't it?
I think it's next year.
It's next year or the following year?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's the following year. 67 affects us, the plan. 68 affects, is that right? Affects the financial.
Right. So
the financial statement of the VRA is going to have to identify or recognize the number.
Right.
And change.
It won't go through earnings, but it does go on the balance sheet.
As a liability.
Right. As what us older accounts used to call liabilities, now we call them other, some kind of other.
Funds liabilities. Yeah.
And based on the competition, it's going to be higher than that.
What's that?
It's going to be higher than that because of the computation is different.
Right, the rules are changing.
Well, the accounting computation, the gas
computation. They've specified some actuarial assumptions everybody's supposed to use.
Everybody's going to do it the same.
Right.
I see. So you can't play with it.
Committees.
Not as much.
That's why, and that's a big deal. I mean, it's going to hurt a lot of, I listened to a county judge, I won't name where, but he was going to refuse to to accept this. He said it's not a liability.
Yeah, all right. Good luck with that.
So that completes my overview. Do you have to answer any other questions you might have?
Do you have any more questions?
Did we do an internal control audit? Do we do an internal control audit at all? Do any work on internal control?
Not really. I mean, we would, unless our internal auditor, but it's not currently. We haven't done one on this per se. So there could be some items here, but it's pretty, you know, there's limited amount of activity in the retirement plan per se.
Pretty simple.
So, as far as the money, the money's pretty much all in trust with Wells Fargo, and the distributions are retiree payments and expenses that are paid on the plan, and then
I think everybody has to approve it too, right?
Right. We get the bills. The bills come in through me, all of the expense bills, and we review them and approve them and send them on to Wells Fargo to pay them. So
then Monica sends us.
If you have a retiree, it goes through a whole approval. There's a whole approval sign off of those. So we feel like they're.
A lot of people misunderstand when you get an audit, but this does not address those types of procedures.
Right.
And that's really important. I think we've got good ones.
Yeah. Hey, Mike, you brought hard copies.
They're all out there.
Any other questions? If not, we'll move to.